Thursday night, Or L'Chof Kislev. I hear an echo, it's because everyone's probably in Binyanei Ummah. We're learning Chavis Halvodu, Shar HaTshuva. We're at the end of Shar HaTshuva. At the end, the Chavis Halvodu decides to... It's really uncharacteristic for the Sefer. He turns around and he addresses the reader. I mean, he's always addressing the reader, but he addresses the reader and he gives Musar, and he very poetically, almost poetically, urges people to do tshuva. Tshuva is a wonderful gift, and even if you did things wrong, you can be chayzav a tshuva. It's not easy. If you went through the shahr and you remember the shahr, you remember that it's not easy. It's much harder than just saying right? Every Monday and Thursday. Many places they just rip off on the Vidui. But he urges you to do it at the end. He goes on this very long rant about taking advantage of the gift of tshuva. And he makes a few points. One point is that you should hurry up and do it. You don't know when you're going to die. People die always. It's like someone announced someone in this room is going to die in the next month. So everybody would get scared, but people are always dying. Certainly we live the equivalent of that, and we're up to Shuv Yamecha Lefnei Misascha, and Hashem is telling you to do this for your own good. It's not like someone's nudging you to, it's not like you're in a store and the storekeeper's nudging you to buy something, and he doesn't mean you're good, he means because he wants to make the sale. But here Hashem means you're good. So like, why wouldn't you take advantage of it? That's a in the middle of page Reish Lamed Hey. He doesn't want you to continue with your foolishness. Loso the chaninos of al bruov kolmro tov Hashem lakol v'rachamov al kol ma'asov v'yomar tov v'yosher Hashem al ken yorech atoim badorech u'kvor krocho Hashem be'edon v'roch. Mamish around the middle of the page in Reish Lamed Hey, the middle of the line by a dot, u'kvor krocho Hashem bodin v'roch. Hashem at first gives you a tap on the shoulder, v'achakach b'dvarim koshim, then maybe other kinds of wake-up calls that are more difficult. Ubetochecha, Bav Hiskircha Soncho, you read the Torah, it says an onesh, you read Musa Svarim, Kadesha Tatsare Love, with my hair, Loshuv Lufanov. Don't wait, what are you waiting for? Velochein, Chusha, Gam Chusha, hurry up. Veratzela, Bemesheritza Lachaboracha. Now he turns his attention to the mitzvah of atzlus, of laziness. That, sometimes people have different reasons. It's too hard. It's too hard, so you push it off. We're talking about your soul here. Your soul is the most precious thing you have. So if you don't... Someone gave you a diamond. Someone gave you, so you wouldn't be too lazy to watch it. You wouldn't want to lose it. You wouldn't lose sight of it. It's very precious, very valuable. So why are you acting like this with your neshama? Imam ken yikar beinecha. If this is not valuable enough for you to be stirred from your laziness to take care of it, so like what would stir you already? What is valuable? So the foolish things are valuable to us. Now he turns his attention to another point. Like he crams in different excuses a person would have. Now he talks about Yiyush. Don't let your laves say to you, your foolishness, My foolishness, he says, lasted for so many years. Oshav al Hashem avakesh mechila. So, right, he tries Yish, making sure to prevent you. So first is you push it off. There's laziness. Now there's Yish, but right. El Roy, no. Roy shatoshav lo b'meshabiru anovi binyanzeh. The Navi says very explicitly, very clearly, the parshas v'rosha ki yoshav kacholchan tozuv. There's a wonderful parsha in Yechezkel. We quote many psukim from it during the Ilah. We quote many psukim from the psukim in Yechezkel about it's never too late, and Hashem will be mekabel the rosha. In fact, there it says a kantev u'b'shuv tzaddik mitzut kosel v'asa avel, that a tzaddik can also lose everything. After a lifetime of tzidkas, he can have charata and become a rasha. So a rasha can certainly have charata and become a tzaddik. This, of course, is a famous Obachon of Asimitz Kasha to the Chafetz Chaim, which we've talked about in the past, about what's the chiddush of tshuva. If you see a tzaddik can have charata and good deeds and lose the schar of the good deeds, so why is it surprising that a rasha could have charata and lose the onesh of the bad deeds? So there's many terusim given to that. It's brought down Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Aures brings down that he asked it to the Chafetz Chaim. But Al Kaponim, he brings down both psukim here because he's trying to show you that he's talking to a person who fell into Yiyush, and he's saying there's no reason to be Miyush. That's, you can do it after a lifetime of you can change. People can change. It's not, as I always like to say, the Rambam makes tshuva into a function of bechira. So if you always have bechira, in that statement that you have bechira lies the seeds of tshuva, that you're always able to turn it around because you have bechira. That means Hashem gave you the koach to do tshuva even after a lifetime of sinning. Because you have bechira, so if you can't do tshuva, it means you don't have bechira anymore. Okay. So he says, don't be put off by that. Ukvarm shilu is a rishonim ba'odom. He gives a mashal, one of his stories. A person had shoyilu kikrei kesef. He had a lot of money, coins. He had to cross over a raging river. But he had all this money, and he was going to use the money to get over the river. He didn't need the money for his parnasa. He needed the money to get over the river. That's what he was going to use the money for. But Kasharamad al Sfasa, he was standing there, so he was very foolish. He wasted. He decided he was going to throw the money into the river and build like a little mound and walk over. So he starts throwing the money into the river. V'chashiramad al-sfaso hishlechosu makikrim, the denomination, banohar, mitach dimyan, in his imagined, sheyavar banas hanohar. So he threw all of them in, maybe he went home, he got some more, I don't know. V'az hishlech, as cool on prat lechar, he had one left, shenoysa biyado. Obviously, v'lo nifzik ramaya machmoson, it didn't stop. He wanted to maybe dam the river with his coins, make a dam. Chasharosha came, but he had one left. So Amal Malach, there's a riverboat person. Shahoya Banor, let me pay you, take me across on your boat. Kachli Kikazesh, Shabiyodi, Vavirini, Besiroscha, Sonor. Also Malach Ken, he took him over. Vinegilim Chos Chetzo, Bosra Kikar, Chos Biyoda, so he did it. Because he had one Kikar left, so he crossed over the river. So even though he had all this silver, all this money, and he wasted it all in his foolishness, but he had this last coin with which he was able to cross over the river. So he ended up accomplishing what he had to, because he caught himself at the last moment, and he had this one coin left. So he went over the river. So that's what he says. Umili bo mashovet b'shar kikrim. He fulfilled with this last kikar what he lost wasting the other kikrim. Asher hifsid benor. Okil lo yovet lo mu'uma. So he rescued himself. He redeemed himself. Kach bal tshuva. You know, you see sometimes it's not easy because real tshuva needs the process that we learned described here. It's a deep and wrenching process. It's not just, you know, chatosi ovisi poshati, but it can be done. You can have that, like, one coin left, time, your life. You know, you're still alive, and v'chach bal tshuva asher kilo, who wasted as mate of chay of his best years of his life. Shelo b'mishmas Hashem. So he'll cross over the river. He'll be able to make it if he sincerely regrets living the way he lived, which takes the steps that he talked about, a deep-rooted feeling of regret, a realization of what was done wrong. You can come clean like this guy in the story. Therefore, and he knows that by now you're sick of him preaching to you. See, look around, everybody left already. They're tired of the Chavis HaLovis' rant. Maybe it was a rabbi of a shul, I don't know. V'lochein, he says, I know what you're thinking. Al tichbar alecha, it shouldn't be so heavy. It shouldn't be difficult for you that I'm pushing you. Hey, rossi lecha, al shmiroscha, asher orcha hisalmuscha mimeni. Like, what do you want from me? You're ignoring your obligations, and I'm just talking to you about it. Like, you're getting mad at me. It's like, this is a famous phrase that's said over. Maybe people say it, sometimes Magidim say it, sometimes Mashgichim say it, but it has a very early source. This Chavis Halvavus, I don't know of any earlier source. He says, I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself also. He says it in his way, it's not his lashon, he wrote in Arabic, right? V'lo yichadati halach, I didn't specify you, biladei atzmi, and exclude myself. Everything I said to you, I'm talking to myself also. Which is a famous line of people that give mussar, but really, I wonder if that comes from the Chavis HaLovis. The Chavis HaLovis said it in this line, at the end of Shar HaTshuva, a trivia. Now you have a trivia thing, you could stump people. Who is the earliest known source to say, and when giving Musar, I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to myself? He says also. I know, I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to myself also. So the answer is, Chavis HaLovis, at the end of Shar HaTshuva. V'lachein ikana la'emes, give in to the truth. Not like, you know, the prototype Chotim, even though we have no shaychus to great people like Adam and Chava, but the Torah wrote the prototype Chet, and right away they blamed someone else. They said it's not their fault. Adam says it's not his fault, Chava says it's not her fault. All of a sudden it's nobody's fault. V'lachein ikana la'emes, be nichna to the truth, v'altista mimenu, if you're honest and you take a good look at yourself, So you'll be able to do tshuva. But if you're not honest and you just blame other people, or you blame circumstances, or you blame, you have a chamesh hodef, todah, and you thank Hashem. Don't forget to thank Hashem. Okay, good. You thank Hashem. You have to thank Hashem. You came to the Chavis HaLovis here tonight. That's what he says. He doesn't exactly say those words, but that's equivalent to what he's saying. You have to thank Hashem. If you're in this aura to do tshuva, don't forget to thank Hashem. Many people go through life and they don't have the hisoirus. And if Hashem's ma'orer you, don't forget to thank him for being ma'orer you. V'hodol Hashem ha'sheircha ma'shanela mimeka. If you taka wake up, there's a few things nichlal in this sentence. Don't feel smug. There's always traps. You can feel smug and self-satisfied and I did tshuva. You see that guy over there? He didn't do tshuva. I did tshuva. I'm better than him. Baltasehil salamuzcha v'hisalmuzulascha hamer. And then he says another thing. If you look around, nobody else is doing tshuva. And you know, you don't want to be different than everybody else. You're a man of the people. You don't want to stand out. You're anav. Nobody has kavanah shmona esrei. Why should I? I don't want to be a balgaiva. I mean, I hear people say this. I don't want to be a balgaiva. And meanwhile, you end up not davening your whole life because you don't want to be different. He says, don't worry about being different. Ba'altasa hisal muscha, don't make your ignoring your obligations, hisal muzul asecha, and the guy next to you, he's ignoring his obligations. Ameir lecha, taina biyotcha, don't let that be an excuse. Va'amasla bishvilcha, it's not an excuse, that no one's changing. Everybody's, right, a person can live in a neighborhood, you know, he's saying, look, everybody's the same, what do you want from me? I should start having a night seder. Everybody's home at night, relaxing, playing basketball, listening to the radio, surfing the internet. Why should I like be the frumi that goes out of my house to the Beis Medrash? Right? People absolutely think that way, or it's an excuse. He's emitalulei hayetzer, the Yetzer talking, umutzudosov lachaloshim bakarosom, for the feeble-minded, he says. Because after all I've told you, you should be running. Yisimeinu Hashem v'oischa, Hashem should allow us to be min hachoshim elav. Rush, rush, rush. Don't wait, don't delay. V'hanochim achrov. V'nitzoylem l'fona barachmo v'rov tuvo. V'mitz Hashem yisale. V'lo hatoda al kach l'netzach. Right, he ends up with always his perspective that after all is said and done, no matter what you do, and you're right, and you're good, but you have to end up thanking Hashem that he gave you the opportunity to do it. Just like you have to thank Hashem you came to this wonderful shiur. Okay.